Hey, it's Jonah Camera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. You know what I haven't done today? I haven't checked in on the poll. Are people being honest today or they're lying themselves? We're going to find out. We know Hugh Douglas is trying to be honest with himself, but it's a lot of coping over there. Delusional Douglas, as we call him. Is this Eagles season heading closer to 2023 or 2024? 71%. Which one do you think they're voting, Hugh? 71% on?
2024. Oh, jeez.
Come on now. People have eyes. 24. You got that. No, 71% voting 2023. This is more like, all right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines, and then we got to get to our updated QB power rankings. Lamar in Philly is up. What's up, Lamar?
What's up, Joe? What's up, you? How you guys making
Lamar,
out?
What's up?
Man. Oh, man, I'm frustrated, man. I'm frustrated simply because, I mean, a couple guys, OG Wade and some other guys, stole my thunder. But the real issue is, Hugh and Joe, they don't have an adult in the room. And that's the real problem. I call Nick Sirianni a bus rider. He's not the bus driver. He's a bus rider. He can't control AJ. Therefore, there's nothing Hurts can really do. So if you ask the question, where do we see this season going, 2023? Or 2024, I say 23 until you trade AJ.
You know, Lamar, I got to say, a month ago, 3 weeks ago, the idea of trading AJ within the season, I would have just said no way. I mean, they're trying to win the Super Bowl. But the longer this goes, Lamar, and the worse it is, I am open to the idea. I really am. I think it is causing a ripple effect that is hurting this football team, Lamar. And he's not helping enough to offset it.
The crazy thing is, Hugh.
Yes.
If this man doesn't respect the 60-year-old veteran, Seth Joyner, what you think he think of 28-year-old, 25-year-old Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
This guy respects nobody.
Yeah.
So if you really was a head coach, you would basically put him in his place, but until they do it, we're in a rough spot.
It feels like unfortunately, Lamar, good phone call. It feels like it is overtaking it's overtaking the emotion of the locker room, the AJ thing. And I feel it has hurt them more than just like this and that on the field. It feels like it's a cloud over the team.
See, when I look at AJ, the bottom line for me when it comes to AJ wants to win. AJ wants to be a Hall of Famer.
I just want to cut you off for a second. Mm-hmm. So you could finish. In what order?
AJ wants to win. AJ wants to be a Hall of Famer.
I disagree. I feel like he wants to be a Hall of Famer, and he wants to win.
I feel like, Joe, and everything that has happened, even the rant that I went on a few weeks ago, I hear everything you're saying. But we always talk about when we get new information on this show.
Mm-hmm. New opinions,
New opinions. AJ, and I've always said this, AJ is an emotional individual. He's very intense in his emotions, right? And a lot of times it's read or interpreted in ways that we don't get because I always talk about vibrating on a different level. He's on his own level when he vibrates and he sees things differently. But I think at the end of the day, he wants to win. It's just he doesn't know how to channel that energy. That's what I want to believe. And I believe that he wants to win and he's frustrated by the way that things are going. I don't have my finger on the pulse in that building. I don't. But I do feel like the way that they've handled him, this is not the same as T.O. It's not. Even though it feels to us on the outside like it is, it's not. Because the way that they handle him. T.O. became a pariah towards the end when he was being a malcontent. It don't feel like that with AJ.
Well, I think the Eagles are smarter about how to handle this stuff now.
That
experience.
That might be the case.
Jeff and Howie were here then.
That might be the case. I feel like they feel like AJ, they're probably on the same page as AJ, but they're not handling it the way that he's handling it.
I think that's been the disconnect the whole time. A lot of people do agree with him. The pass game needs to be better.
Yes.
I think that's a sentiment we all have had.
Yes.
But how he's going about it is not helping the operation.
It doesn't. But in order to help that, that's where I think that the quarterback has to be the bridge. because he's the common denominator. I mean, let's you know, we talk about it all the time. And this is not me. Listen, folks, because I don't want y'all calling me and, you know, running me hot, not hearing what I'm saying.
Mm.
But Jalen has to be the bigger person. And I'm saying it like that because Jalen is the common denominator. Jalen needs to go to AJ and be like, yo, how can we make this better? That's a simple conversation. That's a simple conversation. You can't go in the building and be all stoic and, you know, sit there in press conferences and talk about, hey, everything's cool. We all know everything ain't cool.
No.
We know it's not cool. And I would venture to say it's almost like being in a relationship, right? And one individual has an issue with something that you're doing. Let's use the toilet seat as an example.
Your favorite one.
My favorite one. And you're looking at your significant other, and they're talking about the toilet seat, and you're looking at them with a straight face talking about, I don't understand what you mean. I mean, you know, that's annoying. That is super annoying. And that's what this feels like. That like when you think about it for a minute like this, people, when Jalen Hurts sits at his press conferences, he doesn't say a whole lot, right? He doesn't say a whole lot. But if you ask anybody else on that Eagles football team, they'll say something to the effect, hey, we got to be better. We got to do this. And to be fair to Jalen, there's times at the end of the game he said they have to be better.
Mm.
But when you talk about some of the underlying issues that going on with this football team, it's like he don't know what you're talking about. You can't do that because it's being disingenuous. It's like you're not addressing. You don't have to address it in the media.
Yeah.
But you can, you know, you, like people get mad about stuff like that. You have to be a better leader, in my opinion. I think this all comes from his leadership style and his ability to just have a straight face. You know, like I firmly believe if you go in that locker room and say, hey, AJ, let's talk. How can we make this better? I think that goes a long way because that means you acknowledge that there's something wrong and you're trying to fix it. But to sit around in the locker room and not say anything or act like everything is okay, I would love to be at practice and see what their practices are like.
Well, I mean, they don't talk on the sidelines. Do they talk at practice?
That's what I'm saying. I would love to see that because we only have a small sampling size of what we see. And that's on mostly Sundays. And in press conferences where we wait, we shout out to my man Elliot, where he gives us what he can about what he sees. And I think he does a tremendous job of that. Even Elliot feels like there's something going on.
Yep.
The inside of your knee right now. If Elliot's, listen, Elliot, I need you to go down there and just ask some straightforward questions, man. Like, what the hell going on with y'all, man?
And then at 6 o'clock tonight, he'll tell everyone.
And then you drop that tee at 6 o'clock tonight.
Maybe you should go down there.
I don't think I'm allowed in the building. It's been a while.
What?
I don't know.
You are an Eagles Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but I've
you're allowed in the building.
I mean, I'm kind of.
Is this because you misplaced the jacket?
No, I found the jacket.
You found it.
I found it.
Oh, you're official again.
Oh, but you know, I just you know sometimes you know, phone rings. Hey, listen. All I'm gonna say is this: ain't got no strings on me, and so I'm not. You know, I'm not about to be. You know,
doesn't it feel pretty obvious what it's like with AJ and
Jalen?
Yeah,
it's not good.
Well, of course, like, but every time AJ's asked about his communication with coaches, communication is great. Always got FaceTime with, who's he FaceTime with every Monday? Is it Sirianni or Petullo?
Sirianni.
Petullo's doing an amazing job. Jalen Hurts, no real communication.
Yeah, I mean,
we're fine.
Yeah, it's clear.
See, and that's not good.
It's not good.
That's not good. That's
well,
not good.
And since this has gotten louder, the passing game has gotten worse, and they're scoring less points. Again, I don't care if these guys ever speak, if they're putting up 30 points a game.
And that's it. Like, you don't have to go break bread every weekend.
But this, I think it's affecting the team. Like a month ago, a call to trade A.J. Brown, I think most of us were like, come on, man, they're trying to win the Super Bowl. This is not for in the season. I don't think, if the next 2 weeks do not go well, I don't think it's crazy that they're going to listen at offers at the trade deadline. 215-592-9494. Yes, our Twitter question, of course, was sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile, the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. We might need a new Twitter question. What do you think of Hugh Douglas's QB list as he unveils it now? Top 10 QBs in pro football. What do you got?
My first one on my list is Daniel Jones.
So this is number one.
He's number one.
Danny Dimes.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Dak Prescott. Jared Goff. Drake May. Baker Mayfield. Pat Mahomes. Matt Stafford. Justin Herbert. Josh Allen. And rounding off the top of the list is Jalen Hurts.
Oh, found a way, Douglas. Got him in the top 10. About? Come on.
a 4-2, man. After all that diatribe that I went on, Eagles are still 4-2. Still 4-2.
Oh, so we're going with the record?
Well, no, it was partly the record, but the performance. That's why Dak's on the list. It pained me.
Dak's playing well.
Yeah.
Dak's exactly. playing well.
It pained me to put Dak on the list. It really, really did. But Dak balling, man. Dak balling right now.
So you have Jalen Hurts at number 10.
Yeah, he's 10.
I do appreciate the commitment to squeezing Hurts into the top 10, no matter what happens. I mean, it's just, it is a commitment. All right, here is my top 10 list right now as we enter week 7. And then I will finish off and make sure we complete the circle here. All right, so here is what I have. Here I have the former number one retaking the mantle. I'm going back to Patty Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, number one. I think that Chiefs offense is coming alive. I'm glad we caught them when we did, because now they're getting Rashee Rice back. They've had back-to-back games, moving the football really well. Mahomes back to number one. I have Josh Allen, number two. I never thought I would have this guy this high. I have Baker Mayfield as the third best quarterback in pro football right now.
Not the third.
Man, he's playing well. And right now, and I give him extra credit for doing it without the receivers, without the offensive line, mm-hmm. without the running back. He's willing that team to victories. Baker Mayfield, number three. I kept Lamar at number four. I know he's missed the last two games. He's supposed to come back after their bye. He was playing well. Yeah, and he was obviously the MVP a couple times in the past, and it looked like that kind of starts the season. Lamar at number four.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Herbert, number five. I have Daniel Jones at six. Jared Goff at seven. This I put Dak Prescott in at eight. He really is playing well. Now, he's got no defense behind him, and obviously they're right out CeeDee Lamb, but Dak at number eight. Making, I believe, his debut on my list is Sam Darnold.
You got Sam Darnold on your list?
Sam Darnold's playing his butt off. They're moving the football really well in Seattle. They look like a playoff team. And number 10, I believe his debut on my list as well, Hugh. You had him a few weeks ago. Drake May's opened my eyes.
Okay, Drake May.
Yeah, Drake May's got himself quite a season he started. So it's Mahomes, it's Allen, it's Baker. Lamar, Herbert, Jones, Goff, Dak, Darnold, May. You notice no Jalen Hurts.
No, you ain't putting him in there.
No, you can't right now. Let me round it out. Then if I were to continue to go, I would go Stafford 11, Love 12. I'd put Hurts at 13. I think he's about the 13th best quarterback in the league right now. That next group is like Hurts, Stroud, Jaden Daniels, who has not been off to a great start, Rodgers. That's where I'm at. I have Hurts at 13, not in my top 10 this week. Do you appreciate the commitment to getting Hurts in his top 10 from Hugh Douglas?
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous at this point.
What are you talking about?
You put Spencer Rattler in it.
He was. Spencer Rattler quietly. Why y'all playing Spencer Rattler quietly? He'd be all right. He all right.
He is a little bit better than I thought.
I'm saying,
but
I
he's
have
not
vision.
A top 10
I have
guy.
Vision. I have the third eye.
Mm-hmm.
No. I have the wherewithal. You I see
something.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah. Where does the guy we're going up against on Sunday rank? Carson Wentz. He better stay at the bottom.
Wentz. That is
I just can I just give you a little, just a little heads up? I'm not going to be able to handle a loss to Wentz well. Like, I'm just not going to be able to handle. Now, today, and we will keep an eye on this and talk about it tomorrow. You know how the starting quarterback usually speaks on Wednesday?
Yeah.
The Vikings are making both McCarthy and Wentz available to the media today, which tells me they're going to take this down to the wire before making a decision.
Yeah, because you got to prepare for both of them.
Yes, and they're both coming off of an injury. Now, Wentz hurt his left shoulder last week, when they last played 2 weeks ago, and McCarthy obviously had the ankle. So we'll see. But I can't handle a Wentz loss.
Are we equipped?
No. Not equipped?
Just no.
As a station, as a city?
I didn't even need to finish.
To lose
you
to Wentz?
You know where I was going.
To lose to Wentz?
Well, for Wentz to outplay our quarterback.
It's coming. Like, listen, man.
It's coming.
Okay.
I'm sorry for yelling. I can't handle it.
He jumped.
Yeah, you jumped the gun. I was trying to say, if that happens. Boy, it's going to be Black Monday around these
Titanic
parts.
Music, the whole thing.
Because if he outplays Jalen, even if he outplays Jalen and we win, it's still going to be Black Monday. It's going to be Tan Monday.
Oh, no. We'll be back to he just wins.
Oh, if Jalen wins
find a way.
Gets outplayed by Wentz. Yeah. I can't
that's
watch
where
it.
We were for the first 4 weeks.
Yeah, well, that's what we do around here.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, he did. You know.
Well, part of Hugh's reasoning for top 10 was he has a winning record. He still has a winning record, 4-2.
Cannot deny that.
Yeah, you can't, but it's not going to do anything. Mad Mike up on WIP. What's up, Mad Mike?
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
How you doing?
We're getting by. We're getting by.
No, I want chaos. I want Wentz to throw for 450 yards.
Oh, come on.
Five touchdowns. I want Jalen to fumble the ball and just be, like, ridiculous. Just like normal Jalen, but, like, that's I mean, he and said also, just like normal. Can we just talk about, like, can the Seth Joiners of the world stop bending over backwards to protect Jalen Hurts at all costs? Like, geez, oh, man. This guy's the most protected, coddled loser ever. He's thrown into the most perfect situation with talent around him at all angles, and he can barely, like, throw the ball for 150 yards. This guy is a fraud. He is the fraudiest of frauds. And this town and the Hoagie Mouths all deserve this loser of a quarterback.
So you are officially rooting for the Vikings and Wentz on Sunday?
Hoagie Mouth.
100%.
I mean, I didn't expect anything less. I can't wait. And Mike, we appreciate it. Mike's call on Monday might be the one that drives me to just, I'm out. Like,
I told you so. Yeah, that's
cool. I can't do the Wentz thing. I mean, And we've only done this once, right? Since he left here, they only played against him once, and they destroyed him in 2022 when he was on the
So he's going to be looking for retribution.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know if he's capable of much right now. But the problem is, I mean, Carson is what he is. He's a journeyman at this point. He's got a gifted coach with him, so maybe he can get by for a few weeks. The problem is we have a Dory Jackson and Keely Ringo, and they've got Justin Jefferson. That's a problem for Sunday as we head towards it. Terrence at Springfield is up on WIP. Hey, Terrence.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Huge old Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence.
What's going on, man?
Guys, I feel like we are kind of giving the Phillies a little pass. I was telling Kyle, guys, because look, the Dodgers' success right now doesn't make me happy. And I heard Kyle say they had good pitching, we had good pitching. But the same common denominator is they scored more runs than us. We didn't score no runs. We didn't hit. And the thing that made me mad about the
We actually scored more runs than the Dodgers in the series.
Yeah, we did. That's because the game three lost. Mm-hmm.
But not game by game.
No, not Kyle.
Right. And the thing that makes me mad about the Phillies is we know their potential. We know what they can do when they hit. The year they went to the World Series, they hit all the way until the World Series. So we know they can do this, but it's year after year. So if they run this thing back, Kyle, Joe, and Hugh, they run this thing back, and they go to it, and they don't hit again, but we have good pitching, it's going to still come back to the net. They're not scoring no runs. They're not hitting. The Dodgers, they got men on base. They put pressure on the pitchers. And to me, I know Rob Thompson had a lot to do with this and the bad managing and the tough situations. But the Phillies' big stars have to hit. And I think they got hits from Muncy and guys like that the Dodgers did. And it wasn't even the big guys that got the hits. All we had to do was get a couple hits, and that series swings a whole different direction.
Well, and if we manage it better, we might be able to steal one of those first four games and get this back to game five. I mean, Topper threw up on himself for the whole series.
That's it. And, guys, as for the Eagles, it's looking more like 2023 to me, man. And the thing with the Eagles is, ego is a hell of a drug, man. Mm. And I think that's what's going on with Hurts, and it's going on with A.J. Brown. And to me, it's getting on my nerves. And, guys, oh, man, this is some powerful stuff. I was thinking about it while you guys were talking. The same common denominator is, I heard you say that earlier, with T.O. I think we would have won a Super Bowl with T.O. if we didn't have that turmoil with T.O. And I feel like that messed up the Eagles being kind of like a dynasty kind of. And I feel like this right here with A.J., is going to kind of mess up the Eagles and their relationship with Jalen Hurts. They're going to mess up these guys being great and being what they can be, you know, what they can be in the league right now. Because they should be dominating right now. If when they call a spade a spade, they should be dominating the league right now. And the thing about Nick Sirianni right now, he has to stop being too nice to your player. I heard him say, you got to celebrate the win. He sound like Doc Rivers, bro. You sound like Doc Rivers. You can't celebrate a win if it don't look good. If the win don't look good, you cannot celebrate it. You got to teach the guys the right way, man. And to me, that's the problem with Sirianni, man. I feel like he's not being he's kind of scared of AJ to discipline him and tell him what he got to do, not bring this bad mojo to the team. But I feel like they got to get together, man, because the Eagles right now, that's what separates them from being like the Chiefs and the Patriots. As this turmoil, as the Eagles, and that's the problem with the Philadelphia Eagles right now.
Well, Terrence, it's a great point, especially if this thing is more like 23. It really, you know, Hugh, before the season, we thought, or there was a thought, like they are the next Chiefs, right? They could be the next dynasty. They mm-hmm. could win, you know, multiple titles in a row or three out of four, whatever. This ego stuff, this infighting, that's hard to rectify that, right? Like, it's one, the Patriots, Belichick, if you weren't on board, he got you out of the building, right? Like they moved players in and out aside from Brady the whole time. And the Chiefs really haven't had much of that, right? Like, I guess the Tyreek thing, but he really just wanted money and they got him out of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Those teams, they sustained greatness, not just because their quarterbacks were great and their coaches were great, but they didn't have any nonsense.
Yeah.
They moved the nonsense out.
Yeah. And it feels like, to Terrence's point, that they're allowing the inmates to run the asylum a little bit. You can't have that, especially when you talk about, but you know, you got guys making a ton of bread. It's kind of hard to tell them what to do. But
doesn't every great team have guys making a lot of money?
Yeah,
I mean,
but they also have coaches in position. You know, like, you know, you got, what's his name out there punching folks, you know, getting fined for it. But they have, they know how to control the environment, if you will. Not saying that necessarily you got to put hands on folks to control the environment, but you get what I'm going with.
You do say that sometimes.
Sometimes you do.
I do. And I'm trying to move on. I'm trying to be professional.
Are you trying to,
you're trying to grow up at age 53, I guess?
Yeah, 54.
Trying. Are you closer to being a grown-up or a professional?
I've never seen him more stumped.
I got you with that one.
I mean, both of them are a struggle at this point.
I actually think you're closer to being a professional.
I agree.
No, because like I said, I got
grown
a phone.
Ups, real life stuff.
Well, you know, I got a phone call this morning about being not being a grown up.
That is true. It's,
I did get a phone call.
We are now at the 0 days since Hugh's last nonsense.
Well, Hugh also told me a story off air about being a grown up.
Oh, man.
It wasn't anything bad. It just was like, you know, you're struggling to be a grown up.
Yeah, I'm struggling to be a grown up. Oh, you're talking about the toys. I'm buying
toys.
Yeah, I'm buying toys.
Hugh's running out of space in his place because he's buying too many toys.
Let me tell you what I did, man. Like, in any father that has a little, well, children altogether, like any, like, you know, you try to get them to like what you like, right? So I grew up with Transformers, right? So I'm trying to get Harper into, like, hey, man, you know, watching cartoons up. He's looking at me like, yo, dog, what is this mess? So I bought these Transformer toys that you put together, right? Like these figurines.
Oh, dude, you're having a midlife crisis.
Yeah, and so we put them all together, right? It's like 30 little Transformers, right?
30.
And Harper said, I just like this one. He only picked one. And I'm like, well, damn.
So now you have 29 Transformers?
I got 29 Transformers. And then I just got some more. Because I'm hey, if anybody ever comes to my house, they're going to see a bunch of little Transformers all over the place. They're going to be like, what the hell is wrong with this
and
grown
we
ass?
We have man? Ourselves midlife crisis, yep. Douglas over here, driving an Uber, buying Transformers.
Transformer toys. They're really nice figurines.
I'm
though.
Sure they are.
They're
I believe really, you really not. Nice. We didn't really doubt nice. That.
No, I did. Sorry, back to reality.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Do we have to?
I did what? Yeah. Okay. Unfortunately, we do have an hour left, but that's the nonsense hour of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just feel like it's become, I don't want to use the word lazy, but it is sort of the convenient, easy, lazy take to say, well, same old Phillies bats went cold again in the postseason.
You're going back to this.
Yeah. I really feel this way. I just
it
do.
It isn't the same,
it's
but
not
it doesn't
the same.
Make me feel better.
No, no, like, that's fine.
I agree. There's going out like chumps. There's going out soft. There's going out to a great team, and that's all different. But the series was still there to be won.
Sure. I'm not going to get myself all worked up trying to change how other people feel about it. They can feel how they want to feel. I'm just telling you why I feel this way.
Mm.
And I think the people who just chalk this up to another series where the bats didn't show up are wrong. Mm. I think they're wrong.
Mm.
Well, so, but you see why people add one and one and get two.
I absolutely
one and two
do.
And get three.
But I think they're wrong.
Well, but it's
and you know it kind of lives your truth.
No. We fought him earlier. We can't let him live his truth.
Well,
now you can't
truth.
Tap
no,
out.
No, I'm just saying he's because it sounds crazy.
I won,
but let him live his truth. It's ridiculous.
I don't think it's crazy. I honestly don't.
It's very crazy.
I think the biggest issues in the series: Marsh hitting in the five hole. Bryson stopped bunting. Orion Kirkring making a bad throw. An ill-advised throw to home plate. Trey Turner's bad throw to home plate.
Oh, you know what? We've kind of forgot about that one.
It were
oh, all,
Trey
oh,
Turner
oh, him,
sucks
now.
In the playoffs. I'm were, tired of it.
It was all of the little mistakes.
I know.
As opposed to what, like, I just think it's convenient to say, well, the bats didn't hit again. Like,
no,
did they? If you look
it's
at the numbers,
convenient because that's
they
what
did.
Happened.
Well, sure. Did the bats hit? No, they didn't.
Now, if the bats hit, it could have made up for the little things.
Sure.
Then they didn't.
Right.
But they had both.
But the Dodgers didn't hit either.
I know, but they managed
it better.
They
made fewer mistakes.
They made it happen,
yes.
though.
Right. That's my point. That's what the series came down to.
That dog does not hunt, though, Kyle, because you're a professional.
It's coping.
I'm not a professional.
That's what happens when Harper's out there playing with his friends and they make mistakes. That's expected. But when we got that professional.
Which Harper?
No, well, look, my son Harper. Yeah, they're professional.
I'm not saying it's acceptable that they made all the mistakes. No. I don't know where you get that idea that I'm saying it's okay that they made fewer mistakes.
Yeah,
you're
just coping.
You're coping.
I'm letting the top three of the order, the stars, the guys who are making the money.
Just trying to sleep
better.
$300 million
off the hook
for the shortstop that can't throw home accurately and has a 680 OPS.
No, he's not off the hook for that.
Okay, 215.
They're off the hook for how they performed.
592-9494. Well, keep taking your calls on all of this. Do you feel better about the Phillies because the Dodgers are playing well in the NLCS? No, I don't. Also, want to get something interesting from PFT Live on why this Eagles offense won't change. You're not going to want to miss this. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.